you. I'm impressed he couldn't make it this week, and so I'm just asking to step in. So let's go. So we'll start off the very first Pasuk in Sixth Parsha, Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Oviv, Beretz Kanaan. Yaakov settled, lived in Eretz Kanaan, Eretz Megurei Oviv. So the very interesting Rashi in this very first Pasuk. Rashi says like this, brings from the Medrash. Vekesh Yaakov Leishev Shalva. Yaakov wanted, he was looking to settle there and live peacefully. Kofat Olav Roigzesh Yosef. And then this whole story with Yosef fell on him. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaShvoruch Hu says, Lo Yidayon HaTzadikim, Mashem HaSufim, and they're what they're not. You Tzadikim are being a bit greedy. So in Africa, they have Zoylam HaBor, they want Zoylam, they want to be the Bakshim, Meshev, Vashal, Zoylam HaZeh. Can't have that. So this other trouble came up. Trouble of Yosef. Okay, so what does that mean? I mean, it's a bit difficult to understand. You're not allowed to have any peace and quiet in this world. You know, you have to have your whole life trouble. If you want to end up, if you think you're going to end up, then you know, that's it. You know, you can't have a day or two without any problems, any troubles. I mean, it's not as if what did Yaakov want? He wanted a shovel. It's not as if he just wanted to retire and spend his rest of his life fishing or playing golf. I mean, you're free. He would have done what he needs to do. He's had a difficult life till now. You know, he's had, from when he was 60 anyway, he had a difficult life. He had Esau going after him, and then he had 20 years by Lavan, where he was working day and night. And the whole Joshua gave Lavan, Dina. Then calm down for a bit. No. That you can't have that. What's so terrible about being Yeshiv Shalva? It's more than that. I mean, but Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megurei Oviv. I mean, it looks like Rashi's coming from the Pasuk. Chazal are saying the Pasuk. But Yeshiv Yaakov, Yaakov was Yeshiv. He was settling down. Beretz Megurei Oviv, in the place where Oviv, Yitzchok, he doesn't say Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Yeshuvei Oviv. It's Beretz Megurei Oviv. Oh, Yitzchok, he was like a girl. He was just stranger then. Yaakov wants to settle down. So that's the time on him. Why not being like your father? He didn't look for Shalva. I don't know, Yitzchak had such a difficult life. I don't know, I think he had some little bit of problems. So that's,
well,
he had a small, he had a little bit of okay, right, that's true. And then, okay, he was going to be very happy. He said the last 60 years of his life, last, I don't know, 80 years or more. I mean, compared to Yaakov, I mean, what's the time of having Yaakov? You've not, you know, you have to have a more difficult life like your father did. I think the word here, which I have to focus on, is one word which is the key word here in Chazal. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev HaShalva. He's Mavakish. He was seeking it out. Like it carries on, the Tzadikim of Mavakshim Leishev HaShalva Be'lam HaZeh. I think the point here, which Chazal is trying to say, is perhaps it's not. You can't have an easy life. If life happens to work out for you easily, there you go. Make the most of it. The question is, what's the goal here? What are you looking for? If you realize that the goal of this world is really not for this world at all, the goal of this world is Olam Haba, especially at Tzadik, you know you have Olam Haba. Chazal tell us, let's just remember that Olam Hazeh is the name of the praise God, and Olam Haba is the praise done, and Olam Haba is attracting. Right? It's like a corridor to get to the palace. There's a famous marshal about the guy who's been on the train, sitting on the train to get to where we had to get to, and he starts looking around and says, well, his windows aren't very nice. He starts picking up the curtains on the windows, and he starts covering over his feet, and then this guy's looking at him and says, what do you think? And he says, well, I'm at home, I mean, I don't have windows like this. I mean, you have curtains, I'm not going to sit here without curtains, without a nice tablecloth. He says, yeah, you're not at home. Just in the train, you're going on the train to get where you want to go, then you're going to go off. So, you know, you don't need the curtains right on the train. So that's what Chazal is telling us as well. You know, don't put too much focus on this world. This focus, Ikka, is the world to come. If it happens to be you've got a first class ticket and it's a nice comfortable train, then where you go, lucky you. You don't have to give it up and go and sit in, you know, sit in the back in the hard bed. That's okay. But what are you looking for? What are you doing with Vakish? If you're saying, oh, my goal now is I should have Shalva and Olam Hazeh. That was the time in Yaakov. Yeshua Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Oviv. Okay, yeah. If it happens to be things work out for you, that's good. But what's your goal? What's your goal? Don't be mevakish, Olam Hazeh. That's a lesson for all of us. I think that, especially nowadays, I think the messages we get are that things go wrong sometimes. Things aren't always perfect. We have difficulties. Illnesses. No, we heard last week's Shabbos. The Rav and Rav Ben was saying about Rav Bloy, who was Nifta, even in his, all that, you know, when things were difficult for him, didn't stop him, me myself, you know, when I'm, things got out of whack, you know, and I'm not in routine, and I can't, you know, it just puts me totally off. But it's not, that's the lesson here. It's okay for things not to be okay. It's normal. Some things don't work, things aren't normal, that's normal as well. This world is not meant to be normal. If it works out normal, as you said, that's great. But even when it's not normal, things are not okay, that's also okay. That's the lesson we're trying to learn from Yaakov. Even don't look too much to be the issue of the Shabbat. Okay, that was one message. I just want to share with you a remez, another thing, moving on. Show you a very short remez here. I saw this a few years ago, and I liked it. I told it over to my kids at the table. They thought, my kids said, oh, so cool. So what's this? It's a remez. If you like this type of thing, you can ask it as a question to your kids. It says, the prophet said, Yosef told over his dream to his father. His dream that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars all bowing down to me. Yaakov wasn't very happy. He said, what's his dream? What's going to happen? Me and your mother, all and your brothers all going to bow down to you, right? The sun is Yaakov, and the moon is his mother, Rachel. That's not going to happen. Why not? So Rashi says, Rashi's too short. One shot is Rashi says, and I can't be. Rachel's dead, she's not alive anymore. Obviously, it's just a sin. What are you talking about? He's a lot. Are we going to come back down to you? So Rashi says, Rachel's dying. So, then if you have a Kumish, it says that the way I asked it, because it says this idea in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that itself, that Yaakov was saying to Yosef, your mother's dead. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? So we're looking in the Pasuk, huh? Okay. Why does it say that? So if you look in the Pasuk, Mor chaloim hazeh asher chalomta. Look at the words, asher chalomta. Now, take the reish, start the reading from the reish of asher. Asher chalomta. Chalomta is chestam, the reish ches lamed. Mem tof, and kaidon havoi. Mor chaloim hazeh asher chalomta, havoi novoi. Reish ches lamed, mem tof hei. Rochel nisah. Rochel nisah. What's this dream? Rachel Meisa. Rachel Meisa. So the kids liked it. Maybe you can try it out and see if
they
get the surface. I don't know. I saw it written a few years ago. I think maybe one of his other name. I can't remember. Who said it. That was the key for us there. Okay. Now, where are we? Okay, so now, there's a few interesting ideas in this parasha. Lots going on. Very long going on past the Yishev. So what's the result of all these dreams? The brothers see Yosef and they say, let's get rid of him, we're going to kill him. So Reuben comes on and says, no, you can't kill him. What does he say? We're looking post Perek Lamed Zayin, Posuk Chof Beis, Posuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis. Reuven stepped in and he saved her. We're not going to kill him. I'm not going to kill anybody. But Reuven, don't kill him. Throw him into the bowl, into the pit. What's this? So the twice. We're not going to kill him. And he said again, Altish Khudan. What's this? Again he's saying it. What's this double lotion? So Shem Shafon Hirsch actually points out something else. Vayomer leina kein nafesh. He said, don't kill him. Vayomer, and he said again, it's twice Vayomer. He spoke twice. I mean, he didn't just say double lashon. He actually said Vayomer leina kein nafesh. Vayomer al tishpuchu dam. So he says, I'm going to say what he says, add a little bit maybe. So Shem Shafon Hirsch says, the first Reuven decided, told them, I'm the boss, I'm the Bukhari, he was the Bukhari, he sets the agenda here. The boy said, no. We're not going to finish. Finished. Now, that starts the whole debate here. What's going on? Why not? Yes, they didn't want to listen. So then they started talking to him, explaining to him. No, okay, but you're going to move. Then he went into a bit of a discussion with him. He said, I'll just move down instead. I've got other options here. Ashlichu Yisrael, you're the boy on there. That's it. I want to maybe change the world a little bit. I'm going to add another deal. The first of a Yomer, and he said, Lo makenu nohesh, we are not going to kill them. Then again, the Yomer aleihem, he said to them, Yomer aleihem ruben, al tishpachu dam. Second time, the Yomer aleihem, he said to them. First time, the Yomer lo makenu nohesh, he said, Lo makenu nohesh. And then the Yomer aleihem, he said to them, the first time wasn't to them, it was so much for the first time. I think we could say, we shouldn't. First thing he wasn't talking to him. He was talking to himself as well. He saw himself and others. He said to himself as well, I'm not going to kill anybody. And then he said to them, you shouldn't kill him. Sometimes you get in a situation where you haven't saw him or something on, you know, maybe you know that deep down it's something you shouldn't be doing, shouldn't be done. You know, maybe especially if you have you're in a group, you're in public, you have the peer pressure, so you, sometimes maybe you feel you're not going to be able to stand up to them. So the first thing is you have to say to yourself, you machit. But you remember that we, no, him to himself, I'm what you're saying, we're not in a kind of first thing, he was mechazak himself. He's mechazak himself, and it's mean we can't kill him. Once you've been mechazak yourself, and you're sure, and you're steady, then you can start talking to them and anything they start persuading other people. If you're not holding in yourself, you're going to start persuading other people. It's not going to last very long. They'll start coming in and you'll. Yeah, you're going to listen to what they want. The first thing is to make sure yourself is strong in your own views. If you're not, then take a minute, be mechazik yourself. Once you're sure you're strong yourself, you know, you've cleared that in your mind, you're clear what you want, then you can go and start persuading other people. Then you have the koyach, and then other people will listen to you as well. You shouldn't force it. So I wanted to share with you now an idea which I heard when I was in yeshiva from my Rosh Yeshiva, Gabriel Knopfner. I thought it was a very nice idea, which I remembered it since I was in yeshiva, so obviously it had a good impression, made an impression on me. We're going to jump a bit now. All the way. The whole story is he's in Mitzrayim, he's working now in the house of Potiphar, and Aisha Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, is taking a liking to him, he's trying to persuade him to do an Avera with her. And every day, Chazal tell us what should we do, she'll get us all sorts of tricks to try and persuade him, to try and entice him some way, he's standing strong. And then the Apostle says, I think it's Lamed Tes, Perek Lamed Tes. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayihi kayoyim hazeh. The day came. Vayavei avayis alas nachteg. He's just coming to the house to do his work. No one is there. And she grabs hold of him. And he ran out and left his beggar behind. Chazal teras. Rashi brings some Chazal. Amazing thing, amazing shot. What's Kayyim Hazer that day? So one shot of Rashi says, the last is Marachdoi to do his work. What's this Marachdoi that he's trying to do? So Rashi brings Marachdoi and Shmuel, one of them says, he had decided he was going to give him. He's coming, she had succeeded in persuading him enough, and he's about to fall and do this Aveira with Ishus Pekifra. He came to do it. But then, nearly slay the most yukne shall have his soul, the most yukne that visage of his father's, I don't know what that means, I don't know, some apparition of his father, I don't know, the whole idea of his father appeared to him, and that stopped him doing that here. He saw his father's face, and that stopped him doing that here. That's what Chazal say. So, Rashiva, Rabbi Knopfler wants to explain it like this. What did Yosef say to her the whole time? Why he couldn't give in to her? So the Pasuk says, you go back a few psukim, Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes. And so the Yemayin, now he refused. And he said to her, Hein Adoni lo yoda itima beboyis. He that lets me do whatever I want in the house. I'm in charge of everything. There's nobody in this household who's greater than me, who's promoted me to be in charge here. Eich esta rago, I can do this terrible thing. Rechatosi lelikim. So you see what he's saying? It's not right. I'm going to do this to Potiphar, this poor guy. He's been so kind to me. Look what he's done for me. And I'm going to go behind his back and behave like this. I can't do that. Not only that, Rechatosi lelikim. Ramban actually says, Rechatosi lelikim means by itself, the fact I can do such a terrible thing to Eishes Potiphar, who's been so good to me, that itself is Chatosi Lelikim. Besides for the Benon and the Chavir, yeah, and for us, that's Chatosi Lelikim. He says, he's the one who starts telling Eishes, the wife of Potiphar, about Chavirus and, you know, Noyach, where she says the Noyach is also Marias. He says, hey, but that's the Chatosi Lelikim. Right? How can I do such a terrible thing? Besides for the Benon and the Chavir, God expects you to, you know, have, you know, behave nicely as well. So he had a toy, like you said, he couldn't, how can I do such a thing? But then he was able to give in. So what is it he saw from his father? If you go back to the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov sent off Yosef to go and find the brothers. He said to them, Lech no le'ei, et shloim achecho, et shloim hatsavi. Called him, he says, go and see how your brothers are doing. They've gone away, they're out along the road, they've gone with all the sheep out somewhere, you know, a few miles away downtown, some, where there's pasture in heaven somewhere, and he took all the sheep there, and yeah, they have been away a few days, I don't know how long they have, let's just check they're okay. So, okay, let's know where it's stream, a chakov, it's stream, have stream, see how the sheep are doing. Are they okay? You know, the feeling of. Sending him to, I can't stand, sending him to see how the brothers are doing, ask them, check out how the sheep are doing. What's this about? So he said, I don't know if he said this himself, or he said this from the Bani Musa, Yaakov, you know, had a cross to the sheep. We saw in Parshas Vayetse. Yaakov was a pauper, he had nothing, everything was taken away from him, he had nothing back, you know, his stick and the clothes on his back, and he came to a loved one's house. When he left, he was this huge, wealthy, you know, he was a very, very wealthy man again. Sheep, not only sheep, sheep and cattle, and volume of slaves, where do you get them from? All from the sheep. Rashi there says, you know, you have so many sheep, you sold from the sheep, and you have the money to buy other things. So everything he had, all came from the sheep. So they call us to pay for the sheep, so go and see how the sheep are doing as well. So that was the very last lesson, or the very last shmuz that Yosef heard from his father, was this idea of Hakaras HaTov. So now when he came back now, years later, he's in Potiphar's house, and he's about to be a surveyor, and he remembered. The last thing, last lesson he heard from his father, the Muslim nation of him was, remember, even to the sheep after I got the tape. So that gave him the strength. Again, oh, how can I do this? How can I do this to Potiphar, that Karas HaTov? Remember that Karas HaTov to Potiphar, and that gave him strength to stand up against the Asia's Potiphar. And again, I think you can understand why I stayed with me for these years. That was a beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you can say to yourself, oh, it's not very, I won't do it. And, but you know, you're not going to win the beat the Yitzhak. So, there's other ways to remember. Sometimes, you know, HaKaras HaTov. That's also a way to strengthen yourself, remember not to do it. Okay. I'll tell you one more word in the parasha, and then that's something that's missing about Hanukkah. The last thing about the parasha I want to share with you also, not so much our messages, right? Just something I enjoyed, is just how you see one word in Rashi can mean so much. Going back to the Chalomos from the beginning of the parasha, which we mentioned before. The Chalomos, Yaakov Avinu is coming to us and says, I'll tell you what, it's in Lamed Zion. Sorry, Lamed Zayin Yud, which the pasuk we saw before, the Yaakov Avinu's annoyed with Yosef, and he says, what are you making up these ridiculous dreams for? How could it can't happen? I mean, Halenovoi Ani Reimcho Vachecher Shlachoi Sechad, so me and your mother are going to come and bow down to you. So Rashi actually says two pshatim. first one he says was, so what does the dream mean? I mean, the Yakus comes in, it can't mean, it doesn't make sense, the Wakil's dead. So Rashi says two pshat. One pshat, he says, is, it doesn't actually mean Wakil, it meant Bilhah. Bilhah was, you know, like a mother bit, you know, surrogate mother, so that's what it means. He says, because I'll say something else. Well, say, yeah, it doesn't make sense. In Chalayin, believe what I'm telling you. Right, this Chalayin is true. We're not talking about Chalayin, for instance. I have, or we have normal Chalayin, we have a good time. Chalayin is like a sort of a Nevoa type of Chalayin, you know, and it came true. But still, even this thought of Chalayin, which is like a Nevoa, there's always something, part of it, which is not going to, which is drawing the table. That's nonsense, it's not going to be. So, you ask, you're aware of the moon part, which signifies his mother, that's not going to happen. The rest of the Chalayin happens, in Chalayin, he's one between. All the other pshat was, the whole dream is true, and it makes the love. Comes on Ramban and says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, of course, Chazal are right. What do you know? What are you going to tell me? It means, it doesn't mean Rachel, it means Bela. Bela also wasn't. You go there later on, in Parashas, when is it? V'yigash? There's no Bela there. You say, who came down to Mitzrayim? It doesn't say any of the four wives of Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. They're all dead. Sarah, that's Osher, it says she went down. Chevet is born Ben Achimus. It doesn't say anything about Bilhah or Zilpah. It seems they all weren't alive anymore. So what are you telling me, Rashi? No, actually it wasn't drawn, but Tanya does actually meant Bilhah. But she didn't go and bow down to him either. That's his question on Rashi. Good question, huh? It's nice as it's a Rashi and the Gemara. It's one word, I think.
All these people were born with twins and
they don't. Right, so they're one. They also, right. Okay, that's not. Okay, because they're not mentioned in the Torah. I mean, it does say Sarah, but
that's
not
sure.
Yeah,
that's not one.
Okay.
It doesn't mention Dino either.
Yeah?
Dino didn't go down either.
Yeah? Okay. Sure. I'll tell you what I think Rashi himself has an answer. It's not Rashi on the Torah, it's Rashi on this Gemara. This Gemara, Rashi says that. The Gemara were great that Ein Chalim Bin Yom Matelim. This was the second Mishnah on Rashi. Actually, it meant Rachel. But and it's true, it was Yom Matelim. So, why is it Yom Matelim? Because Dahi Shaita, at that time, Rachel wasn't alive anymore. That's the Gemara says. But Oysa Shosh wasn't alive. So, as she says, actually, has one word. Dahi Shaita, that time, when Yosef had a Chalim, Dahi Shaita, the Cholam, at the time that Yosef had a dream, Imali had his mother wasn't around anymore. Rashi adds in a word to the Gemara, the Cholam. What's he trying to say? I'll tell you what I think Rashi is saying. We talk about a Chalom as a Nevoah. You know, a Nevoah happens. Nevoah, especially Nevoah, the Torah, can't change. Rashi is telling us, that's not a chalayim, it's not a nevoah. I mean, it's a sort of type of nevoah, but a chalayim, you have a chalayim, it doesn't have to happen. I'll give an example. Yaakov Avinu is going out to Laban, and Hashem came to him in a chalayim, and he told him, don't worry, I'm going to look after you, you're going to go, everything's going to be okay. He went there 20 years, he came back rich, and now Esau's coming, and Yaakov is all of a sudden worried. If Esau's coming, maybe he'll kill me. What's he worried about? Hashem told him he's going to look after him. So Rashi there says, "Was scared, Hashem, you go in my chet, maybe something happens." So I did an Aveda, but Hashem came and told you you're going to be okay. And nowadays, you know, people try all sorts of skulas and things. You do this, you do this skula, that skula, things definitely happen. Yeah, Hashem came to Yaakov in a dream and told him he's going to be fine. It's better than any skula than I can think of. And still, Yaakov said, okay, I know Hashem came and told me, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. If I did an Aveda, I can do things, I can lose it. Chalim don't have to happen. Nevoah, the Tevah has to, right, that has to happen. Chalim is not a real Nevoah. Even if Hashem promised me a Chalim was a true dream, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's not what we meant when we said, in Chalim means one of the teeth. That's not what that means. It doesn't mean that everything is just a dream. Well, not everything will happen, some of it will happen. The dream doesn't have to happen at all. Dvorim b'tehilim nachalei means it didn't make sense from the beginning. I give you a dream, I'm telling you, Hashem is telling you, this is probably what's going to happen, and that's, yeah, most likely 99% is going to happen, unless maybe if you obey yourself, it's there, they can lose it. That's going to happen. The more comes on the stairs, no. Ein chalom b'yivon b'tehillim. At the time of the dream, it's not, there's going to be something that doesn't make sense. Right? Not that not all of it's going to happen. That's obvious. What we're saying is, that some of it is definitely not going to happen. When you say, Ein chalom b'yivon b'tehillim, that means, at the time of the chalom, there's something else that doesn't make sense. Can't happen. So he says, what's that thing that can't happen? Can't happen that Rachel is going to come and bow down to him. Why not? She's already dead. Yeah, we said before, Shekhan Abzah, Rachel Meita. Right? She is not going to... That's what Rashi says over there anyway, as in this word. At that time, when? Not at the time when later on when the dream happened, when the Pitaron of the dream happened, when he came and bowed down to him. That's not what we're talking about, Rav Matanin. Rav Matanin is when he had the dream, it couldn't have happened. That's Rav Matanin. So also Rav saying, yeah, Rabila also died. Okay. So she died. Doesn't mean the dream, that's not Rav Matanin. At the time of the dream, Rabila was still alive. So it could have happened. That's not what the Gemara means when it says Rav Matanin. I'm actually saying that Rav Matanin is only something which had to be at that time. He shouted the Cholam, that time, that's, then it couldn't have happened, that's Rav Matanin. That's the one word in Rashi that is coming to answer in that discussion. Which I wouldn't have seen that matter, I have no idea, so I was just trying to say. But it's still happening, you're opening one word now. One word now. As Miri says, sometimes one word in Rashi, in the letter, the words coming to answer, he says piles of questions. Yeah, that's a nice example for that. Okay, I'll just finish with a quick word on Hanukkah. You know, people like, normally the Isha falls out on Hanukkah. So if people, you know, that's as far as we try to find some connection between Parshat Yishev and Parshat Hanukkah. So I'll tell you, you see in the Gemara, the very same Gemara, in Shabbos, yeah, which the Gemara there is talking about Hanukkah, so the Gemara starts off in the Gemara of Shabbos Chof Aleph, and it says the din of Hanukkah. It says, Rabbi Nosson Bar Minyumi said in the name of Rabbi Tanchin, if you like, Shem Anoya, 20 Amit, more than 20 Amit high, it's not good, right? People don't see, they should talk about, you know, people don't see that high, whole point of the Hanukkah, Anoya, to be Mechalas in the nest, can't see it, you know, it's, okay. Then Igmar carries on. Another thing of Nosson Bar Minyumi said in the name of Rabbi Tanchin. So the fellows from Yisrael in the pit, a boy rake in Beinayim, in the mind, swim into the pit, didn't have water. Okay, what's the connection? Okay, that's not the question, what's the connection? You often see, as I know, the Gemara brings the same person, saying the same, yeah, you bring all different members from the same Mandama, the Nosim Bamingen, which made up Tanachim. There are different shots, and people say, some people say that, how could they throw him in the pit? If there was a Nechoshim there, the whole point of throwing him into the pit was not to kill him. So you're throwing him into the pit with these poisonous snakes and scorpions. So you say, no, because the pot, because we just said if it's more than 20 amas high, you can't see it. You don't see 20 amas. But the thing is, the pit was 20 amas high, and that's why he threw him in, even though there's a question I called him, because he didn't see it, he couldn't see it. So that's some people say.
I used to survive a 20 amas
hole. Huh? Right, I know, that's interesting. Yeah, that's what some people want to say. I had a different point, that's a few years ago. A boy rig in Beimayim, the Roshni was Nechoshim Vakravin Yesh. So Roshni Taylor says Nechoshim Vakravin Yesh, Nun Vav Yud. Which is, anyone? Turn it around. Yovam. Yovam.
I think
that was short. Yeah, maybe. I had someone say that, and there was the source of it. So he says, that's Shat here. There's a Rebbe saying for Hanukkah, Boy Rek Imbi Mayim, and we say, well, I'll tell you, Boy Rek Imbi Mayim, when you have your Boy Rek Imbi Mayim, that allows the Hashpah of Yavam to come in and take root. So our Avedis of Yimachazak Astals and our Ruchnias, now Mesias Nefesh, Shani says that you like the kind of the start of 8-7, we're hoifis to hope we do less than this. Why? One of the reasons is like on the Pori Hachag, on Sukkot every day, what Esnes Kabonis? Why do you bring Esnes Kabonis every day on Sukkot? The Gemara says it's because it's going to set the Pori Mok, the servants of the Pori, you're going to make it almost three long, also it's Matan Malchim. So maybe there's a remnant here that. If I enlighten the candles, well, also we want the prayer of the Yovan to be misnayed v'hoylech, right? So we are Mesa Pahilach and Ah, if we are Mesa Pahilach and Ah. Oyer and Ah, and that means it's Hashem, we can be Zeta. We have all the Yavan, we have the Mesyavnin, we have nowadays. Kodin Shabbat, they'll be Mechazak ourselves, and that way it's Hashem. They'll be Pahilach and Ah.